The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Today's shiur will be Masechet Makis, perik, Elohein Aloikin, daf yutes. Today's daf, Bora Machloikis. A dissenting opinion with regard to is Eretz Yisrael Kidsha L'Shaita and not Kidsha L'Asa Lavoi, or is Eretz Yisrael Kidsha Rishoina, Kidsha L'Shaita and Kidsha L'Asa Lavoi. So I'd like to discuss Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael. And one aspect of Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael, which is the aspect of young couples who settle in Eretz Yisrael and then decide to leave and go back to America in order to pursue a parnasa, in order to live a different lifestyle. Is it permissible to do so, or have they transgressed the isser of going l'chutzaretz? Now, in our discussion today, we're not going to enlist the different reasons, the heterim, in which it's mutter to go to l'chutzaretz, because the poskim say clearly, for parnasa, for shiduchim, for talmud Torah, for chinuch, it's mutter to go. But for no apparent reason, for to leave Eretz Yisrael, to go just l'chutzaretz, to enjoy life to its fullest in chutzaretz, quote-unquote, and to indulge in the comfortable and the luxuries of chutzaretz, is it mutter to leave Eretz Yisrael with no apparent reason? So, there are some poskim who bring our Gemara and discuss the question that if, after all, if Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael is not Kitcha L'Asa Lavoi, because as we know, Shumis and Maisris is not Noig in Eretz Yisrael in a Daraisa level, as one opinion the Gemara holds, that Kitcha L'Shaita below Kitcha L'Asa Lavoi. So the question is, if we take the Gemara literally, that Loi Kitcha L'Asa Lavoi, that means there's no Kedusha, no holiness in Eretz Yisrael L'Asa Lavoi, so therefore now, maybe there's no Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore maybe it is mutter to leave because it has no Kedusha. So I'd like to preface by first talking about what is the reason of leaving Eretz Yisrael. What's the Isser of leaving Eretz Yisrael? Why are we also to leave Eretz Yisrael? So the Rashbam, on Baba Basim, Daf Tzadik Aleph, says that it's also to leave Eretz Yisrael, Shemafkia Atmoy Min HaMitzviz HaTluyis Ba'oret. Says the Rashbam, that to leave Eretz Yisrael, because it's easier, because there are less mitzviz in Chutzaretz. Practically, there are less. And therefore, by leaving, you're mafkia yourself from mitzviz. Now, this Rashbam is a famous Rashbam. It seems to be that a person is mafkia himself from a mitzvah. It is an iser. Of course, it is only an iser that Rabbanin, as the poskim point out, that leaving Eretz Yisrael, the Igus Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Yeridea, the Rav Moshe says over there that in Eben Ezer, in Simin Kuf Beis, the Rav Moshe says over there that the iser of leaving Eretz Yisrael is only an iser that Rabbanin. So we see from this Rashbam that a person's mafkia atma min mitzvahs is an Issa Derabbanan, would be practical in a lot of cases nowadays. A person puts in place in a place where there's no sukkah, a person puts himself in a situation where he can't do as many mitzvahs as he could do before. But Al Kuponim, that's the famous Rashbam in Bovatra, that's also to leave Eretz Yisrael because Yimafki Asmoi Mina Mitzvahs. The second reason is the Ramban. The Ramban can be found on the Tosafos, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Mitzvahs, Essay Dalit, that the Ramban has a famous opinion over there, that a person is also to leave Eretz Yisrael because it's mevatel mitzvah yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. It's mevatel a mitzvah deraisa, a mitzvah of leaving. Actually walking out, you're losing a mitzvah. You're taking your tefillin off. You actually not mafki yourself a mitzvah, but you're being mevatel a mitzvah. That's a shitas haramban. The third opinion is the Meiri in Ksubis Ndaf Kuf Yud. The Meiri says like this, that milas Eretz Yisrael has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael like the Ramban, and nothing to do with the numerous extra mitzvahs that are there like the Rashbam, but rather, says the Meiri, it's also to leave Eretz Yisrael because Eretz Yisrael has a tremendous maila. The Chochmah and Yiris HaChet, that's mitzuyin, that's common in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Yechoyim Lavodis Hashem Karoi, a person in Eretz Yisrael could serve Hashem the right way. Masha'enkin B'chutzaret, Sheyesh Shom Oil HaGolah, says the Meiri. There is a ol hagolis, vatsaris, and there are tsaris, a lot more tsaris in chutzaret because of the golis. So therefore, says the Meiri, only yechidim, only certain single people, Yechon Lavod is Hashem, and they could serve Hashem. It's easier overall to serve Hashem in a chokhmah, in a land that has yiras chet mitzuyim boy. Therefore, not a specific mitzvah like the Rashbam of mitzvah that tluyus ba'aretz, and not like the Ramban, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But Klal Yisrael, all the mitzvahs are easier to perform in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you'll be lax in all the mitzvahs by going to Chutz La'aretz. The fourth opinion is the opinion of the Chochmas Adam. The Chochmas Adam can be found in Shari Tzedek, is a sefer the Chochmas Adam wrote on halachis that are tali on Eretz Yisrael, called Mishpat Aretz. In Perek Yud Aleph, Simon Yud Aleph, the Chochmas Adam writes that the reason you shouldn't leave Eretz Yisrael is because there are not so many Yidden in Eretz Yisrael. And if everyone leaves, there'll be less Yidden in Eretz Yisrael. Now, why do we want people to be left in Eretz Yisrael? We don't want people to leave. We want people to be there. Why? Says the Chokhmah's Adam, Kadei Shalot Tishayer Reik Mi Yisrael. We don't want, Chas V'Shalom, the land of Eretz Yisrael to be empty of Yidden. Why? Why don't we want it to be empty? Why is it important for us to have people that populate Eretz Yisrael? Because Hemet Mispalim B'Shalom Anshei Chutz La'aretz. They daven for us in Chutz La'aretz. And tefilasam yoyse mukubelis mitfilasenu. The tefilas in Eretz Yisrael is more mukubel. Therefore, in order for Bnei Chutz La'aretz to be successful, we need people davening for us. Where should these people davening for us be? They should be in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, we don't want Eretz Yisrael to be rake. So those are the basic four reasons why it's usher to leave Eretz Yisrael. Now, let's talk about the Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael, is it applicable bizman hazeh? The Kaftor Uferach, a beautiful sefer written on the Gvulus Eretz Yisrael, in Perek Yud, he has a long arichas over there that's kedai to see. Again, Kaftor Uferach, Perek Yud. And he says that Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael has nothing to do with the Kedusha of Ezra and the Kedusha of Yeshua. Like our Gemara by us talks about Kidshul Shaita, below Kidshul Asavavavai, we're talking about the Kibush of Ezra or the Kibush of Yeshua. I'm sorry, the Aliyah of Ezra or the Kibush of Yeshua. Now, says the Kaftor Uferach, even though before Yeshua came and Kodesh Eretz Yisrael, even before Ezra came and was oil of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the halachas of Trumas or Maestras were only applicable when Ezra came, when Yeshua came, and the Gemara debates, is the Kedusha of Ezra and the Kedusha of Yeshua, Kitchel Asav Avoid, does it last the Kedusha, does not last the Kedusha? Says the Kaftor Uferach, this Kedusha the Gemara is referring to is only Kedusha with regards to the mitzvahs. There is a din of kedusha that is relevant to the kedusha with regards to mitzvahs. That's the Gemara's debate. If the kedusha remains, however, it says the Kaftor Uferach that vadai. I'm quoting the Kaftor Uferach, but my losa avade in the mile of Eretz Yisrael, it's still there even before Yeshua came. Because says the Kaftor Uferach, does it make any sense that all boys kedoshim of Ram Yitzchak V'Yankiv who will cover in the Maariv Machpelah, doesn't make sense that they are kvurim in Chutz La'aretz? Do we say that their bodies are found in Chutz La'aretz when there is no kedusha by Ezra and Yeshua? Before Ezra and Yeshua mekadesh it, do we say that Avraham Avinu was in Chutz La'aretz only when Ezra and Yeshua came that they have a chalos din, that they have the status of Eretz Yisrael? Chas v'shalom, says the Kaftor Uferach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kidsha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekadesh it, not Yeshua and Ezra. How is the Kodesh Baruch Hu Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael? When did that take place? B'hafti Chosoi, with his promise to Avraham Avinu Parshat Lech Lecha. That's when the Kedusha take place. So too says the Chassam Sofer in Yeridah Simin Reish Lamed Daled. Beautiful Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says over there, the Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael is Kedusha's Olamim. It is not dependent on Kibush. It is not dependent on Yeshua and Ezra. It is not dependent on Yidden coming there. It's Miyamoyis Olam, says the Chassam Sofer, it's from the beginning of the creation, Ad Sof, Kol Yamoyis Olam, Velo Tishtana. It will never change. It's a physical fact. So, according to Chassam Sofer, it seems to be not the Kaftor Uferach. Chassam Sofer seems to say that it's a holy place intrinsically. The Kaftor Uferach says it happened with the Haftach Chosoi of Avraham Avinu in Parshat Lech Lecha. But nonetheless, both the Chassam Sofer and the Kaftor Uferach both concur that you do not need Kiddush Ezra and Kiddush Yeshua to make Eretz Yisrael a holy place. In Sefer Mo'ad Mizmanim by Hagoyin HaRav Moshe Sternbach, there's a famous question: is the mitzvah According to the Ramban, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, is it applicable bisman hazeh, in a time in which that there is no mitzvah that's tluyus boy? Nowadays, there are no mitzvahs that are totally in Eretz Yisrael. There are no mitzvahs of Trumas HaMaitres Medaraisa. So the Moed HaMizmanim in Chelik Ches, in Simen, Shin Mem Vav, has a beautiful piece that talks about that even though nowadays, even though there is no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in terms of Trumas HaMaitres, in terms of the extra mitzvahs which is there. However, there is Kedushas Eretz Yisrael like the Kaftu Ferach and like the Chassam Sofer. So ask Reb Moshe Sternbach Shlita that this mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, is it because of the Chochmah? Is it because of the Kedusha of the Chassam Sofer and the Kaftu Ferach? Or is it because of the mitzvahs that are tluyus by the Kiddush of Yeshua and Ezra? So he has a long piece and it concludes that the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael, according to Ramban, is even applicable to Zman Hazeh. Even though there's no Kedusha, mitzad, Kiddush Ezra, maybe by Kiddush Ezra and Kiddush Yeshua there's no Kedusha. It could be according to some opinions in the Gemara. However, the mitzvah is the Kedusha of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Kaftu Ferach, and the Chassam Sofer. And Moshe Sternbach brings a beautiful Kiddush. He says that he brings from a Chassam Sofer in Yerodea, on Hagoy Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Lamed Dalet. The Chassam Sofer says a beautiful thing, says the Chassam Sofer, Reish Lamed Gimel. Excuse me, Reish Lamed Gimel. The Chassam Sofer says that the mitzvah of Aliyas L'Regel, of going out to Eretz Yisrael, and Shloisha Pa'amim Lo Yeroa, says the Chassam Sofer that halacha is applicable even bisman she karbonos bitlu, even bisman is there where there's no karbonos. Since the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is because of Chochmah and because of Yira, Miyamois Oilam Ad Soif Oilam it was Kaddish. Therefore, says the Chassam Sofer that nowadays to go to Eretz Yisrael to be imbued with the Kedusha and the Yira and the Chochmah is even a mitzvah during Sholosh Regalim. It's even a kiyum mitzvah in Sholosh Regalim. So brings Moshe Sternbach. We see from this, Rebbe Moshe Sternbach, we see from this Chassam Sofer that even nowadays there is a mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.